It's Wednesday, the 30th of April, and I'm Tonataka Vila with your 1 p.m. news. The Ministry of Justice and Labour Relations is investigating a reported altercation between an employee and employer at LegTech Investment CC in Windhoek, allegedly sparked by a wage dispute. The incident resulted in injuries, and the ministry's spokesperson Maria Hidimbi has acknowledged the seriousness of the matter.
The ministry has so far dispatched labor inspectors to the company to investigate the incident and to determine if there is any form of labor law related violations, and will ensure compliance should our findings confirm any violation of the law. The ministry is therefore urging employers and employees in general to handle labor dispute in accordance with the laid labor dispute resolution mechanisms and in a manner that ensure a safe and respectful working environment.
The National Petroleum Corporation of Namibia has signed a memorandum of understanding with global offshore contractor Subsea7 to collaborate on offshore infrastructure projects. The partnership follows recent major energy discoveries off Namibia's coast and is expected to support the country's upstream oil and gas development. NAMCOR's Public Relations and Communications Specialist Utara Hoveka.
The MOU sets the foundation for both companies to share knowledge, build competencies, and develop a skilled, technically proficient workforce. The collaboration will drive innovation, enhance safety, and support the sustainability growth of Namibia's energy industry. The agreement will drive NAMCOR's capabilities in managing large-scale and complex subsea, umbilical, riser, and floor lines development projects. The partnership will leverage Subsea's extensive expertise and innovative technologies to deliver low carbon and sustainable energy development projects.
The Congress of South African Trade Unions has condemned the Democratic Alliance for challenging the Employment Equity Amendment Act in court. COSATU spokesperson Matthew Parks tells us that the DA's claims of racial exclusion are baseless and maintains confidence that the legal challenge will be rejected.
The Constitution is eloquently clear in its requirements for the state to seek measures to address the discriminatory legacies of the past and the inequalities of today, including through employment equity and fair discrimination. Any government which fails to live up to these fundamental constitutional prescripts can and has been taken to court previously. The Employment Equity Act is nearly as old as our hard-won democracy.
Staying on the continent, Algeria says Israel's ban on the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, is an attack on the present and future of the Palestinian people. Speaking at the International Court of Justice in The Hague, Algeria's Maya Sali Fadel said the move violates international law and promotes double standards.
The Palestinian population is facing hunger, lacking in livelihood and basic necessities. As the General Commissioner of UNRWA pointed out, he said that he was witnessing a man-made, politically motivated famine.
Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned that the promise of a two-state solution for Israel and Palestine is nearing collapse. Fighting is continuing in Gaza, with Israel intensifying its ground and aerial operations across the enclave in a bid to eradicate Hamas. Nearly 2,000 Palestinians have been killed since the March ceasefire collapsed. Guterres has renewed his calls for an immediate and lasting peace deal.
The rights of both Israelis and Palestinians to live in peace and security have been undermined, and the legitimate national aspirations of the Palestinians have been denied, while they endure Israel's continued presence that the International Court of Justice has found unlawful. And since the horrific 7 October terror attacks by Hamas, it has gotten worse on every front.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.